the life I now live. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. To really live, you must be in Christ. In this text, Paul gives a concise but complete definition of Christianity, a life. People in sin are dead. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, we read, And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. People may have a biological existence, and yet not live. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus answered Satan, saying, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The life is to be lived now. One must live soberly, righteously, and godly in this world. In Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, we read, For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Those who do not live for Christ now will not live for him eternally. In Titus chapter 2, verse 11 through 14, it says, For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. There are three outstanding characteristics of this life. The life should be cross-centered. Galatians 2:20 again says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. The cross was the center of Paul's preaching. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting in verse 20, we read, Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of the world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jew requires a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greek foolishness. Peter declared redemption by Christ's blood. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, he says, For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. John proclaimed cleansing from sin by Christ's blood. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, continuing on, says, But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Savior loved and gave. Again, Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ who loved me and gave himself for me. Christians have been crucified with Christ. The price must be paid if one becomes a Christian. The old man of sin must be put to death. Romans 6:6 says, Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 through 9 says, Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil conspicuousness and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which you also walked sometime when you lived in them, but now you also put off these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not to one another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with its deeds. The cross of Christ must be taken. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 26. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? The Christian is to glory in the cross. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14 says, But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. There are some who glory in wealth, as we read in Luke chapter 12, verse 15 to 24. And he saith unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. Some glory in worldly glory or fame. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24 and 5 says, For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Some glory in worldly wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 and 21 says, Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolishness the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believed. The life is also one of consecration. Those who live have to do that living while still in a fleshly body. Galatians 2:20 again, he says, The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. The flesh often identifies the life alienated from God and under the control of Satan. The manifestation or the works of the flesh we see in Galatians 5:19-21. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, immolation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and such like, as the which I've told you before, as I've told you also in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. There are some who walk after the flesh. Romans 8:1 says, There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The life is a life of confidence. Paul lived by faith. He said there in Galatians 2:20, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Faith is assurance. Hebrews chapter 11 says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is that by which the Christian is to walk. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, For we walk by faith, not by sight. The Christian life is one of confidently accomplishing worthwhile objectives. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. The Christian says, I can. The Christian has self-confidence because he knows that Jesus is giving him the strength. The Christian life gives confidence relative to the future life. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting in verse 16 says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We may look at the unseen through faith." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, Paul said, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." In Christ, people live productive, positive, purposeful lives. In the world of sin, life is wasted, as seen in the wasted life of the prodigal son. You can live the Christian life once you become a Christian.